Hello and welcome to another edition of the Guardian ID podcast. This is Zach Martin and Gina Jordan. Today we spoke with Jim Harper, Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, about the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. But before we dive in, first a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
The National Strategy was released in mid-April and paves a path for the private sector to implement an online ID system, with the federal government helping facilitate the process. Jim, author of the book Identity Crisis, How Identification is Overused and Misunderstood, has some concerns and shares them with Gina.
Shortly after Jim Harper joined the Cato Institute, he figured out that the government was going to move pretty quickly toward creating some sort of a national ID program.
I resolved to address reasons why we don't want that in a free society. And having gone into the literature on identification and identification policy, I realized there really wasn't any. There were a few good writings and some thinking out there that was helpful, but determined that there really needed to be more on it. So in the book Identity Crisis, I spent more than half of it just trying to capture identification theory and what identification is, how it works, and how it doesn't work, how it fails. So that then we can build on that, the policies that are appropriate, understand how policies would interact with society to advance our goals of security, liberty, etc., or how they might fail to advance those goals.
Especially after 9/11, Harper suspected the U.S. was heading toward a national ID system. He started writing his book even before the Real ID Act was enacted in 2005. The law establishes federal standards for state-issued driver's licenses and identification cards. Certain information and security features must be incorporated into each card, and there are security mandates for the offices that issue those cards. As Harper puts it, this federal law coerces states into participating in a national ID system. States have until January of 2013 to be in full compliance. The National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace, or NSTIC, was announced by the Obama administration last June.
The process started in the White House with the National Security Council, and somehow I was involved in it. I guess, have enough of a name that they reached out to me and asked me to participate. And credit is due them for being open about the process. Several iterations of the document were sent out to perhaps hundreds of people, I'm not sure exactly who all, to comment. The unfortunate thing I found was that the document wasn't very good, and it didn't seem to improve with successive iterations. After a while, I just because of different priorities, I decided it wasn't worth my time to continue working on it and participating in that process. Since then, it was transferred over to the Commerce Department, where it's essentially become real, and the issuance of the full document this month manifests the fact that now it's a real program.
So what does Harper think about the document released in early April? Just as he appreciated the process at the National Security Council, he gives credit to everyone involved for working in what he calls good faith and trying to do the right thing.
What's important to me is make sure that we avoid having a national ID system and the privacy and civil liberties consequences that flow from that. But it's essentially a sort of Soviet-style planning document that I don't think will necessarily move the ball forward very far, very fast. If it does, we're, I think, at substantial risk of a poorly designed system, poorly designed to meet the needs of individuals and consumers. This is sort of a government corporate consensus project, and that's not the way that I think you should get to an identity system, nor is it the way you should get to most things. Bottom-up is the approach that's best, particularly with things like identity protocols, top-down, going to go off the rails.
In Harper's book, he writes that any identity project should come out of the private sector. While NSTIC doesn't do that, it appears the burden will fall on the private sector to implement it.
At least one justification I've heard for NSTIC is that all the companies that are out there working on identity haven't gotten together to create the ecosystem that works, that's interoperable, that everybody can work in. That's true. That doesn't mean that there's a government role in doing that. It might be that society isn't ready for this kind of thing. I mean, heck, society isn't ready for TCP/IP still. You know, and that's kind of a joke, but it's also kind of serious. The reason why we have so many privacy problems and so many security problems is because people don't understand some real basics about how the Internet works and what the consequences are of how you use it. One of the challenges here is that technology moves very fast, but society moves very slow. It moves at its own pace. And so it's going to be another few generations before people understand, in terms of just their day-to-day behavior, understand how the Internet works and how it affects them, how their behavior online affects their lives. It should take that long for an identity system to be created, because you're talking about a change in the context of living that is very, very significant. If we're going to have the potential to be identified to a certainty when we're online, that's a very different situation than we've had up to today, and we need to digest the social consequences of that rather than have, again, a sort of government corporate consensus around, okay, here's how identity is going to run, let's go. You'd see a lot of negative consequences from that.
In the meantime, identity theft is still a problem online. If the national strategy isn't the right way to go right now, Harper says there are projects all over the place set up to protect the user's identity.
Friends of mine who are in the identity community kind of wrinkle their noses sometimes when I say, well, look at Facebook Connect. And they, you know, it's kind of a dumb, simplistic kind of project. But little experiments done by big companies, done by small entrepreneurs, are going to poke at this problem from various directions. And some things will get uptake and many things won't. The things that get uptake are the things that consist well with society's values, given the current technological circumstances, and that'll be a little step forward. So everyone has to work on these things. The consumer has to better understand what's going on. Yes, there are security problems, but are the security problems so grave that we need to jump headfirst into a new identity system? I don't think so. Like with cybersecurity generally, there are hundreds or thousands of different problems that need solving in order for us to move forward, and there isn't going to be a single strategy produced by a small group of smart people that solves all these things. It's an internet-y problem that needs an internet-y solution, which is to distribute it out to the responsible parties to figure out each one their own part.
The idea of a national ID card in the U.S. has long been frowned upon, but a lot of countries have done it. Harper acknowledges that while those countries didn't immediately fall into tyranny, he thinks the U.S. is more likely to use a national ID in ways that Americans might not like. Based on examples from around the world, he thinks it's more important to protect against an unknown future.
It's unfortunate to talk about these really dramatic examples, but they're important to keep in mind. Throughout history, identification systems, for all their good in terms of administration, have been used for very bad purposes. They're good at administering the apartheid system in South Africa. They were good at administering the horrors of the Nazis during World War II. They're good at administering life under Soviet communism. I don't see that happening in the near term, but it takes decades for things like this to develop. And in Rwanda, in the 1920s, the Belgian colonists produced a card system that seemed very appropriate and proper, and right underneath the person's picture, it had their tribal affiliation, Hutu or Tutsi. Well, 60 years later, that perfectly innocent card system was used to commit mass atrocities in that country. And so people who believe deeply in liberty like I do want to make sure that we get the benefits of identity, and surely we will have more identification and better identification systems. But we want to make sure that those systems are fully protective of our liberty, no matter what comes in the future.
The National Program Office will be established within the Department of Commerce to coordinate federal preparations for NSTIC. Harper urges everyone to keep their eye on the ball, and he says the ball is not necessarily what is happening in Washington, D.C.
The exciting things that may come in the identity space hopefully will come from small entrepreneurs, from novel business arrangements that are out there in the land. The kind of invention that we have in the United States that I'm so proud of comes from the bottom up. And so I think a lot of attention, a lot of time, and a lot of money will be absorbed by NSTIC. But I think that some of the most interesting and best innovations will be outside of that process. And so the good identity thinker will be watching the entire field rather than captivated by what's happening in D.C. with NSTIC.
Jim Harper is Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, a public policy think tank in Washington. His book, Identity Crisis: How Identification is Overused and Misunderstood, was published in 2006. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.